Are you scouring the web for the best Black Friday and Cyber Monday deals? Stop it. Get Rakuten. Rakuten is a shopping sidekick that gets you cash back on your gifts for everyone on your list. Right now, you can get up to 15% cash back at the stores you love. You can even stack cash back on top of the biggest sales of the year. That's savings on savings. It's more time shopping and less time searching. With Rakuten, you're always saving at your favorite stores on the things you're already buying. Cash back is automatically added to your account as you shop, and you get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Now's the time to join. Up to 15% cash back ends on December 2nd. Plus, new members will receive a welcome bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes. Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Hey, it's Tony Bruschi, and this is our Week in Review over the weekend, taking a look back at some of the most compelling conversations and stories that we've covered for you of the last week. Brand new episodes back Monday morning, bright and early, 5 a.m. here on the podcast.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
We are talking with forensic scientist and professor Dan Crane about DNA. Today, still talking about the accusations against Rex Heerman as the Long Island serial killer, the Gilgo Beach murderer. Lots of titles handed out to the individual that was unknown for about 12 years in this horrendous case. When we wrapped up talking yesterday, you were telling us how there were two different strands of this DNA that was found on the burlap sacks, one being from a female, unknown female, the other from a male suspect, and then matched to the home of Rex Heerman. Both matches to the home of Rex Heerman. Two people connected to that very property. Now, if they found both DNA on the bodies, and one we're assuming as of this moment likely belongs to either the wife at the home, or I maybe a child or someone else who frequents the home. But if you're talking, this took place 12 years ago, and you're still finding the same DNA matches at the home, I would guess it's probably the wife, but that's just an assumption at this moment. Is there any thought to, well, was she involved, or is she just happened to be a victim of circumstance where, you know, he's thrown the burlap sacks in the garage or whatever, and then, you know, naturally, you know, go through any home or laundry room, and I can guarantee you're going to have almost everybody's DNA on everything to a certain extent with hair.
Right. Yeah, you know, in the bail document that's associated with this case, the prosecutor, the district attorney, goes out of his way to establish that Hiraman's wife was out of town for these three murders. And so it seems like they're anticipating your line of thinking and saying, look, she's got an alibi. They were able to confirm already that it's she's unlikely to have been directly involved. And then, you know, I'm thinking, you know, we're talking about duct tape, for instance, you know, it's sticky. And, you know, I think any random roll of duct tape you pick up from somebody's home is almost certain to have some hairs and fibers associated with it. That's just the sticky things.
It reminds me in the Lori Vallow case, there was, I believe, a hair strand or her DNA of some sort on a piece of duct tape that was on, I think, over the mouth of it was JJ or Tylee. I'm sorry if I don't remember exactly who, but it was a match to her. But she probably physically wasn't there at the time of the actual murders, but it doesn't mean that she actually didn't, you know, tell her brother to carry them out using duct tape that was probably found in the junk drawer of the home.
Right. I get involved with a couple hundred cases, it seems, every year, and it's not at all uncommon for me to be seeing that there's DNA that's been recovered off of duct tape. Mm-hmm. It seems like every, 1 in 10 cases that I review the test results for, duct tape is involved.
Yeah, if you want DNA, get some duct tape. give the suspect a free roll of duct tape and then watch the trash.
Right. Well, if you're going to commit a crime, perhaps try to stay away from the use of duct tape. That's not going to help you in the end.
So when you have this type of evidence that's come forward, obviously they've been watching this fairly closely for the last year or so as they've been digging deeper into this. I guess one of the questions I have is, we're about 12, 13 years out from when the initial crimes actually took place. Why did it take this long to take a look at the female strands of hairs and run that through a database? I don't know that you'd have the answer, but it seems like you'd run almost any type of DNA material through a database, not just the male. Was that an oversight? Were they just assuming, well, a female couldn't have done this? Or what was the delay of all that time to actually run it in the database just to see?
Yeah, well, you've mentioned database. I don't think they ran these in a database.
Okay.
But the question remains, why did they wait to generate even the mitochondrial DNA test results? And it's curious because they must have done some, at least cursory DNA testing early on, like around 2010, when these bodies were being discovered, because that must be how it is that they knew they had some female hair that was not the victim's, mm-hmm. and some male hair that obviously wasn't the victim's. So they must have done some testing, and it's unclear, based on the bail document, what that testing was, how they knew they had some non-victim female hair, mm-hmm. and non-victim male hair. So they must have done something. And then the question is, why did they wait 10, 12 years to do the mitochondrial DNA testing? In the press coverage and the public posturing by the district attorney, they're talking about how advances in DNA testing are what allowed this to play out the way that it did. Mm-hmm. I'm not buying that explanation. They did mitochondrial DNA testing. The FBI was doing mitochondrial DNA testing as long ago as 1999, right? So mm-hmm. 10, 12 years before these bodies were recovered and these crimes had occurred. Mm-hmm. So mitochondrial DNA testing had been around, but it's also clear from the bail document that they farmed this out. It wasn't mitochondrial DNA testing that was being done by the Suffolk County lab. Instead, they farmed it out to two different laboratories. And what may be the case is that it took the new district attorney or a renewed interest in the case for them to say, hey, look, our lab doesn't deal with these mitochondrial types of tests? Is there anybody that we know that might be able to do it? And it, you know, that was that kind of questioning that caused them to send it out. Those tests probably could have been done, you know, back in 2010, 2011, 2012, but weren't.
That's interesting. It makes you wonder a little bit too about the attention that was paid to this case for all that time. And luckily, I mean, they really at the end here, they certainly narrowed in, and it looks like they may have a slam dunk here with the DNA alone. And then you add in the Google searches and you add in everything else that they found on this individual. It looks pretty damning, but it does make you wonder. And I ask you from a perspective of working in this area, in your area, in these sort of cases, do we or have you seen less attention put on cases where the victims tend to be not necessarily, a rich or a middle class wife or student or child? These people were sex workers at the time. And obviously society does look down upon that and sometimes puts less value. I'm not saying they should by any means, but it seems to be how that works. Is there less prioritization that's put on some of these cases when it seems to be essentially what one would callously call like society's throwaways and that sort of thing?
Yeah, you know, it's hard for me to say. You know, I look at the cases that come across my desk, right?
Yeah.
And I don't seek them out. And so I don't know if I'm getting a random sampling of what's actually being evaluated.
Sure.
It does seem that higher profile cases do, in those cases, no stones are left unturned. Mm-hmm. Whereas in lower, less high profile cases, perhaps like those associated with sex workers, mm-hmm. there's less vigor in terms of how many samples are tested and you know, how aggressively comparisons are made. So mm-hmm. I see that, but I don't know that explains why there was a delay in this particular case.
You're consuming the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Extra Value Meals are back. For just $5, get a savory and sweet sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles, plus hash browns and a coffee. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Workplace stress is now a leading cause of declining mental health, with 61% of the global workforce feeling it more than ever. You can't escape work, but you can take small steps to care for yourself. A walk, some sun, a favorite song. Therapy is one of those steps, ongoing support to build resilience for whatever your day throws at you. Balance is tough. Getting help shouldn't be. Visit BetterHelp.com today for 10% off your first month.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio.
Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right.